Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knit Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In How to Be Yourself, Quiet Your Inner Critic and Rise Above Social Anxiety, Ellen Hendrickson, a clinical psychologist, brings her expertise to the table, offering readers a compassionate and practical guide to overcoming social anxiety. Hendrickson blends personal anecdotes with scientific research, providing a well-rounded and approachable text. The book aims to help readers understand their social anxiety, quiet their inner critic, and finally live a life uninhibited by fear of judgment. Through actionable advice and relatable examples, Hendrickson embarks us on a journey towards self-acceptance and confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding social anxiety. Social anxiety is more than just shyness or occasional nervousness. Ellen Hendrickson explains that it's a pervasive disorder that affects how one views and interacts with the world. It's characterized by a fear of being negatively judged by others, leading to avoidance of social situations. This chapter aids in dismantling misconceptions about social anxiety, demonstrating that it's not a character flaw but a common issue that can be managed with the right strategies. The author uses scientific research to show the brain's role in social anxiety, making it clear that overcoming it doesn't mean changing who you are, but how you respond to fear. Secondly, quieting the inner critic. One of the book's core topics is learning how to silence the inner critic that amplifies social anxiety. Hendrickson offers techniques derived from cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, to challenge and change negative thought patterns. She emphasizes the importance of self-compassion and understanding your own worth. By practicing mindfulness and self-kindness, readers can start to quiet the constant stream of self-criticism that fuels social fears and inhibitions. This section provides practical exercises to build a healthier relationship with oneself, strengthening resistance against the inner critic. Thirdly, facing fears head-on. Avoidance is a common coping mechanism for those suffering from social anxiety. However, Hendrickson argues that facing fears directly is crucial for overcoming them. This chapter introduces the concept of gradual exposure, a technique where individuals slowly and deliberately expose themselves to their fears in a controlled manner. By doing so, they can desensitize themselves to the anxiety-provoking situations over time. The book offers guidance on planning and executing exposure exercises, helping readers to build confidence and reduce avoidance behaviors. It's a step towards reclaiming control over one's social life. Fourthly, creating authentic connections. Hendrickson points out that social anxiety often stems from a fear of not being accepted for who we are. This section focuses on how to build genuine connections with others, stressing the importance of authenticity. The author provides tips for initiating conversations, showing interest in others, and being present during interactions. By encouraging readers to embrace their true selves and share it with others, she illustrates how authentic connections can alleviate the fear of judgment and lead to more fulfilling relationships. Lastly, maintaining progress and coping with setbacks. The journey to overcoming social anxiety is not linear. Hendrickson acknowledges that setbacks are a normal part of the process and offers strategies for dealing with them. This chapter emphasizes resilience, self-compassion, and the importance of continuous practice of the techniques learned throughout the book. Readers are encouraged to view setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth rather than failures. The author provides advice on maintaining progress, such as setting realistic goals, seeking support, and celebrating achievements, no matter how small. In conclusion, Ellen Hendrickson's How to Be Yourself, Quiet Your Inner Critic, and Rise Above Social Anxiety is essential reading for anyone struggling with social anxiety or anyone looking to understand it better. The book's blend of personal insight, scientific research, and practical advice makes it accessible and empowering. Whether you are deeply affected by social anxiety or occasionally hindered by it, the strategies Hendrickson shares can benefit your life by enhancing self-understanding, boosting confidence, and fostering deeper connections with others. It's a guide to breaking free from the chains of social anxiety and embracing life with open arms. If you would like to support Ellen Hendrickson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.